Hey, I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. And today we're reading from Psalm 119, verses 97 through 99. In the Voice translation, it says this: Oh, how I love your law! I fix my mind on it all day long. Your commands make me wiser than my enemies, because they are always with me. I have more discernment than all my teachers, because I study and meditate on your testimonies. Mind if I pray for you? Jesus, these verses are so rich. They are so full of your word and the importance of being with your word and in your word. And Lord, I pray for the person today who just has had a hard time getting into your word, to reading it, to absorbing it, to meditate on it. And Lord, I pray your spirit would enlighten them, that as they read your word, every single time they pick it up, every single time they hear it on the radio, every single time someone mentions it to them, it would quicken their hearts, and that you would speak directly to them into the situation that they're experiencing it. Lord, your commands, as the psalmist says, your commands are wiser than my enemies. You are always with me. Your commands are always with me. And what that means is that your presence is always with us. And as you are with us, then we naturally, because of how we have been wired and rewired by your Holy Spirit, we naturally want to do the things that you command us, because we are living with the Spirit of God inside of us. And so, Lord, help us to live in light of that and not to quench the Spirit. Forgive us for quenching the Spirit, for not doing what we're supposed to do, or for doing what we're not supposed to do. Lord, those sins of commission and omission, we ask for your forgiveness. And we ask today that you would help our eyes to be opened to the battle in front of us, that our battle is not against flesh and blood, against the people in front of us, but it's against the spiritual power. So open our eyes to the battle that is ahead of us. Help us to wage war according to your word, that we could take on the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, the breastplate of righteousness, and the shoes with the gospel of peace. I'm sure I've just forgotten some of them. There's a belt somewhere in there, belt of truth, yes. Lord, help us to have all those weapons available to us as we get out of bed in the morning. We can put them on, and we can realize that it's not the person in front of us who's hurting us that's the battle. It's not that we need to fight them. It's just that we need to remember that this is a spiritual battle. And so, Lord, keep us alert to that, and help us to see that there's more to this life than just the things that we see with our eyes. We ask for spiritual eyes to discern what's going on. I pray for the person who's going through a dark time, and maybe they're hearing lies, and they have rehearsed those lies, and they have heard them over and over again, and they can't seem to shed their mind of those lies, and they've lacked faith, and they long to be known by you, they long to know you, they long to believe that they are loved and whole and beautiful and amazing, but those lies speak louder than your truth. And so, Lord, today I pray that your truth would be a gentle megaphone that drowns out the lies. The truth is, we are your children. The truth is, you have died for us. The truth is, there's nothing we can do that can separate ourselves from your love. The truth is, we are being made whole through your sanctification process. The truth is, the Holy Spirit lives within us. The truth is, we are not beyond redemption. The truth is, even though other people have hurt us, you still love us. The truth is, you are bringing us from glory to glory. You are going to complete the work that you have done, and you will bring it to to completion, because you do good work and you love your children. So help us to live in light of that truth today. Help us to claim it. Help us to study and meditate on your testimonies. Help us to understand what it means to just be so, so quiet, to hear your voice, to take a pause in the day, and instead of giving you the grocery list of concerns, to simply say, Jesus, I'm needy. I've heard far too many lies, and I need you to speak the truth over me in amazing ways. So, Lord, would you do that today? Would you cause us to have that sacred space? Help us to recognize that time that we can have. Maybe it's in our car, maybe it's in our closet, maybe it's taking a walk, where we can be very, very quiet and hear your words of life spoken over us, your commands that are wiser than our enemies. Please be with us today and speak that kind of life. We need it. We need your life-giving speech over us today, Jesus. I pray this in your powerful name. Amen. Thanks for listening to Pray Every Day. And if these prayers have encouraged you, would you be willing to share your story with those around the world? So go to iTunes and query Pray Every Day. And you can rate the podcast 5 stars is good. And then write 1 to 2 sentences about its effect on your life or answer prayer or whatever. This will help others find Pray Every Day and find the same kind of encouragement that you have found. And I'm just happy to say that we've had tens of thousands of downloads already. And so it's just been really fun to watch God do cool things. Pass us on if you feel like it's been helpful to you. So let's end with this. When life is loud and lies are loud, remember that God's still small voice still speaks louder.